WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub in Beverly and Bridgeport here in Chicago, Fox's Beverly Pizza, and Tullamore Dew, the Irish whiskey. Good.
Yes.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up?
Billy, hi. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay?
Thank you.
Hello. It's been Turkey Day. It's over. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We were just talking about Halloween a couple weeks ago. I can't believe how fast we're cruising through this COVID times now.
It's a freight train.
It's just flying by, man.
Freight train of holidays.
Well, it went really slow at the start, and now it's just like, you know.
It's cooking now.
It is cooking.
It's going to be Christmas.
You know how I know it's cooking? I'm looking at my bank statements and just watching all the online purchases that have gone down, and I'm going and just
watching the packages,
trying to remain calm about it, but a little bit panicked, and you know, and
you got
to
do,
yeah,
get your tracking order, your tracking numbers in order.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Who says that?
You know what y'all got to do? You know, there's some guy out there with all the packages. He writes down all the tracking numbers longhand on like a yellow legal pad. And he's like, all right, I got all the tracking numbers down for all the packages.
Of course there is.
There is. My wife's been that way, actually. She's like,
It's probably a good trait.
What is that, Cyber Friday, they call it, or something?
Monday.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday.
Black Friday. My wife wanted to do most of the shopping. She was like, let's just knock it out and get it done. We have the list, you know.
Genius.
I'm grateful that she did it, right?
Yeah.
But when it happens all at once like that, you know, all of a sudden you're like, hey, slow down, you know.
It's crazy.
And it's probably a smart way to do it because I've never been that guy. I've always been, you know,
it's irritating.
Last Christmas Eve guy or, you know, a few days before, you know, all of a sudden, because I've always been managing money that way. It's like, you know, you're waiting on a check or something. It's like, no. Can't do Christmas shopping until that check.
That's the way you used to write papers, though, too.
Yes, it is.
You'd be writing papers in the class when the paper was due.
Exactly. Like, right before finals in college. You know?
I usually didn't do that. I would, unfortunately, I would withdraw. And just pretend that I was a student for about 2 months.
Oh, I would write the paper and the sun would be coming up and I'd be panicking.
Anyway.
I remember those days.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We got Cyber Friday and then, or no, it's Black Friday. And then we have Cyber Monday.
And then we had yesterday, we had Giving Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a little campaign going for this show. You can go to hibernianradio.org and follow us on Facebook if you want to make a drop for us.
And we have the link on Facebook too for, you know, it carries over from Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
you can still make donations.
But I guess I'm thankful that my wife has pretty much.
So you're done?
Yeah, pretty much. It's over, you know?
God bless.
See,
I've started, you know, knocking out my boys' made lists and all that. Started knocking out a few things. And I'm like, you know, hitting buy it now. And I'm looking at all the crap from last year, like in a corner. I'm like, this, I don't want to do this.
It's busted and broken. And you're like, there's my $450 from last year.
Right there.
In the corner.
There's a $60 train car.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. This is kind of strange. Uh-huh. I thought Mikey, you know, we keep asking him, like, what's your list? Clay, he wants all these, like, FGTV guys.
Yeah, so do my boys.
You know, that's the FGTV duddy guy who on YouTube TV.
I want to drop
kids YouTube. Yeah.
I want to fight Duddy. I used to think he was kind of funny. Now he's extremely irritating. And
That's awesome. Oh,
he's so loud. I want to headbutt him every time I see his stupid face.
Yeah. Agreed. And anybody, listen,
Duddy.
Everybody on kids YouTube is like that for me. Because
does he ever get like just hateful comments under those videos, those kids videos? Like, hey, Duddy, I'm going to kill you.
I don't know.
Is his name Duddy?
He calls himself
FG Duddy.
His real name is probably like Chris Pulaski.
Yeah, right. Chris Pulaski. FG Duddy.
I think he's from New York, right?
Somewhere like that. He's worth about $25 million, I know.
And, is he?
Yeah. You kind of get upset when you see a guy like that, and you're like, this guy's got that
much.
Yeah,
but you got to realize that that's his life.
Oh, there's so much work involved in that. Do you want to play video games and with kids all day? Most people would say, yes, I do. But then you put someone in that position at this point in their life, and you're like, no, I don't want
to. Now he can't go anywhere.
No, right? He's a celebrity.
He's like Joel Osteen.
He is like Joel Osteen. He worships the Lord and Savior of YouTube, though.
He does worship YouTube.
So he gets, like, what, contracts with toy? Now he has his own toy brand.
Yeah, he's got his own toy brand. Yeah. Everything. So this guy's crushing it. So is, like, Ryan's Toys review.
Yeah.
You got FG Duddy. FGTV.
Yep.
That's kind of another spinoff. And then you have
got Kid City.
Kid City. You got, and then you got David's TV.
No, right? I don't even know that.
What about the
David's
Ireland
TV?
Boys,
David's TV is like a middle-aged Jewish guy from New York, right? Uh-huh. And his super hot wife, right?
Okay.
And their kids. And all they do is open like animatronic stuff. You know, they're all about the Spirit Halloween tours and openings, you know, new toys. But getting back to what the kids want for Christmas, Mikey wants all the FGTV guys.
Right.
You know? Yeah. The nice thing about that is you can get some of that stuff at Five Below. You know,
and Target.
Shout out Five Below, hashtag Five Below.
Yeah,
come get us. Come get us.
Come,
yes, come seduce us. I'll talk about Five Below all week, baby.
Yeah. Five Below what?
Become a sponsor.
All right.
Yeah. So, but this is just it, right?
You got a big crush on Five Below. I got a big crush on Ross for less lately, but we'll talk later.
I haven't stepped foot in a store in 12 years.
Bill, I went to a Ross for Less recently. Real nice experience. Hashtag Ross for Less.
I do like Ross.
Yes. Who doesn't like Ross? It just there's the commercial. I do like Ross.
I discovered Ross in Los Angeles, and I thought it was like this amazing thing, and I didn't realize that it had been out there for a long time.
You find as you get to turn 40 and older that, like, you know, if you don't drink or anything, your Saturday, you're like, what am I going to do today? Maybe get a cheeseburger, go buy Ross?
I had the Ross, get a shirt that looks amazing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, for $12.99, $11.99.
I'm going to go to Ross, get a shirt that looks amazing from two seasons ago. Nobody knows.
Go to Five Guys.
Right.
Get a Five Guys. Sure.
Anyway, Mikey still wants...
My Christmas.
My son Mikey still wants an animatronic, like the thing from Halloween. He's still talking about it. Yeah. He's like, I can't justify getting a plastic 4-foot zombie for a kid for Christmas.
No, you gotta, give Halloween a rest.
Yeah. It's done. Yeah. My wife's like, should we do that? I'm like, no.
Get him a catcher's mitt.
We don't need any anim... Yeah, he's not going to be in it. He's not into sports yet. That kind of bugs me. But anyway, he's... He still wants an animatronic.
Get him the drum set.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Clay. But at some point today,
get him a set of Thomas.
My wife is kind of texting me, like, here's another link of something that I got the kids. You know,
right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Okay, cool, yeah. Looks like, you know, we're all set then. But she's been kind of on the fence about, she's like, should we get Mikey at least one animatronic? It's like all the guy wants. It's like, just get him one, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we going to get this kid? We're going to get him a plastic demon on Jesus' birthday.
A plastic demon. Know?
A 4-foot plastic demon for Jesus' birthday. Here you go. Happy, you know, Merry Christmas, kid.
Yeah, I don't think that's a
good idea. It's just weird to me. I can't do it. But I got this text today, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still thinking about it, but I think we should get Mikey that chick doll for Christmas. I was like, what?
Yeah.
She meant to say, it's an autocorrect, she meant to say Chucky doll.
Ah. Uh-huh.
But I laughed, you know, and I sent back, kind of a chuckle, you know.
Yeah.
A what? A chick doll? Question mark. What? No response. She had no sense of humor about it, right? She was like, yeah, very funny. Anyway, I'm sure some guys are getting chick dolls for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Just won't be Mikey.
Inflatable.
Absolutely. One thing I do know that you can put in everybody's stocking.
A hustler.
Oatmeal.
A box of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's
the greatest oatmeal in the world.
Yeah.
No affiliation with Mr. Flinter Hustler, by the way. But you can find it at your local grocery store, and this show is presented to you by it.
That's right.
And we'll have more nothings after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did. On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli, second quarter before the break. We discussed oatmeal and hustler.
Yes, we did.
I don't believe anybody has ever uttered the words oatmeal and hustler in the same sentence. Maybe
so. Larry Flint has.
Oh, sure. I love hustler, and I love oatmeal, and I love breakfast.
You know? I love breakfast.
Of course
big
he does.
Big breakfast guy.
Yeah. Hey, Larry Flint's a big breakfast guy. Come on, let's have coffee. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was festive.
Was it? Did you do the stay-at-home deal? Nobody comes over?
Yeah, nobody came over, just me, my wife, my kids.
A lot of work.
We ordered the food.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
My wife actually put on a lovely Thanksgiving.
Wow, nice.
She's really becoming, she's very into cooking, right?
Cooking's amazing. Right.
She is. Cooking is amazing.
They say that in Italy.
Yes, cooking is amazing.
Cooking is amazing.
She's become a very good cook, she did it. My mom cooked the bird. Haley did all the sides. And then we brought it over to my house. So my mom and dad did come over. Haley's dad, Cliff, came over.
Nice.
And it was nice. Bill, you were there.
Yep.
We played some zombie shooting games in the basement with the kid.
Absolutely.
On PS3. I'm a little behind the times, folks, but he doesn't know that yet. He's only six.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants that, too. He wants an Xbox and a PS4, a Nintendo Switch, so one of the three. He did do something. My son Mike, this is like kind of another Mikey episode to me because I've been hanging out with him a lot lately.
Okay, sure.
Today, my wife and I sometimes alternate. She does it way more than I do, but I'll sit in on the Zoom session with him.
For the school?
Yeah, a kindergarten Zoom session, right?
Yes. Wow. Chaos.
God bless this teacher, right?
Yeah.
She has Miss Gappistone. Shout out to you, Miss Gappistone.
Mrs. G.
Mrs. G. She has wonderful patience with these kids, right?
They have to.
But anyway, while we were sitting there, you know, he wants to, you can't sit him in the chair for very long.
No.
And he's staring at the screen. Although they can stare at FG Duddy all day, they have a hard time
sitting. Ain't that something?
Right. Ain't that something?
You should do like the Clockwork Orange process where they hold the eyes open and they do the drops and they they make them watch the.
That's
try that.
Terrifying.
Hey, try that.
Shout out Clockwork Orange. Yeah. Yeah, so I've been hanging out with Mikey on the Zooms. Today he had a Zoom. And it's fun to kind of sit in and watch all the kindergartners kind of shout out and talk out of order.
Yep.
I watch them do the pledge, you know, they do the Pledge of Allegiance, which is cool. I like that, you know.
You're a big fan of the pledge?
Yeah, I'm an American.
Of course you are.
So I love the pledge. it's good stuff.
You think he knows the pledge?
Without a doubt. He says it before bed. Yeah. Every night before he gets under the covers.
He wears a Cub Scout handkerchief.
Yes, he does. Anyway, while we were on the Zoom, it's funny to just watch all the idiosyncrasies that the other kids have, right? Mikey wants to grab one of his guys and play with that while the Zoom's going on.
Kids are like
on.
Picking their nose.
Of course.
Yeah, rolling cigarettes.
Yeah, I love it when the kids roll the squares.
Playing dominoes.
Right. Mikey's there, and he just lets out a huge fart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the Zoom.
Uh huh.
And he's like, did you hear that?
Wait, how big?
Like.
Could you possibly compare it to any actor?
If the fart sound were an actor,
John Goodman possibly.
Yeah, it wasn't very Goodmanish. It wasn't.
Oh,
as
it was
rough.
More like a mouse fart.
It might have been maybe more of like a Michael Cera fart.
You know? Oh, okay,
a
sure.
A Sarah fart.
Yeah,
it's kind of clean and quick.
But like, no, kind of like nervous and angsty teenager, you know?
Sure.
Like a screech.
Yeah.
Like a screech fart.
Right. Not a manly big John Goodman trucker fart, you know?
A screech and Sarah fart.
So it was kind of a Michael Cera
screech
fart.
Screech and Sarah.
Yeah, he Mikey had a screech and Sarah during the Zoom.
Right.
And he's like, did you hear that to
That's
me?
Actually a great.
To everybody?
Yeah. You know, he's like proud of it. You know, he's like, "Yeah, that I farted."
Did
you know,
clap.
And Miss G, God bless her, she doesn't say anything, right?
Yeah,
She's like, but Mikey did something that I've never seen him do before, and this was something that goes back to my childhood.
Yeah,
right. Oftentimes, when someone would flatulate in the classroom,
yes.
We had a friend Mike Boback, right?
Love Mike.
Shout out to our friend Mike Boback, one of the funniest guys ever in grammar school.
Yeah,
he still is. He's still a hilarious guy, but he's far more mature than you know. Oftentimes, I'll remind him of old stories, and he's like, "Yeah, that was me." You know, I'm serious now.
Yeah.
Mikey did the same thing Boback used to do.
Yeah.
After he farted, yeah. He took his hand and put it in between his crotch like he was grabbing some air and throwing it out, right?
Like throwing it at
like,
someone.
Like some for you and some for you.
Sure.
And that's
nice.
What Boback used to do that in class. He'd fart and everybody would hear it and he'd grab it and go some for you and throw some at you, throw some air at you.
And you loved it.
Oh, it was hilarious the first time. But Mikey did that.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it's the only time I've ever seen it. Someone throw a fart to cyberspace.
Were you proud?
Wow.
You know?
A fart throw to cyberspace.
Did a tear run down your cheek out of pride?
Yeah. I was like, this kid's brilliant. You know?
He gets it.
This guy just threw a fart to cyberspace.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know any other 5-year-olds throwing farts to cyberspace, or 6-year-olds throwing farts to cyberspace.
I'm sure Zuckerberg's getting farts thrown at him all day.
He's got a fart blocker. Like
Zuckerberg is the fart of cyberspace. Okay?
To many people,
he's never farted in his whole life.
I agree. Total fart.
Zuckerberg doesn't know how to fart.
Right. He doesn't.
He doesn't know the difference between a burp or a fart.
He's scared to fart.
I've never farted. Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he That's why he loves the word F.
That would be a great commercial. Right.
The letter F.
Just, picture him, yeah, a voiceover.
There he goes,
I've never farted, and then the blue screen.
Facebook. I've never farted. Facebook. Who does the voiceover for the I've never farted line?
Morgan Freeman.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, of course.
I've never farted.
Right, Morgan Freeman.
Facebook.
Excellent.
It sounded like an old man at the liquor store. Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow. I did something very adult today.
What's that?
I cleaned my gutters.
Oh, my God. And today it was cold out today.
It was cold. And I started at 8 in the morning, which was stupid.
Yeah, that's like you're still getting up.
My neighbor yesterday put up his Christmas lights, and he's got like this big extension ladder. It's like a 32-foot giant ladder.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, leave it out, and I'll just use it to do my gutters. My gutters are like overflowing. They're horrible. So I had to like wrangle this thing by myself, threw on my headphones, had some Soundgarden helping me out.
Did you have the boys outside with you?
No, they were at school.
Okay.
So it was just me by myself.
All right.
And then I get up there and I had like a shovel, like a little gardener shovel.
Yes.
Like a metal one.
Oh, like a little, yeah. Like,
yeah, and started chipping away at it, but it was like, it was packed
hard
in there. Yeah.
You don't get nervous doing that, like getting up on the ladder?
I don't, because I did so much house painting when I was a kid.
Okay.
And, you know, 14, 15 up to 25.
Right.
I'm used to getting up on high ladders, and I'm just used to it. As long as it's stable, I'm fine.
I'm not a heights guy. I've never been. Like that.
I am to a point. Like, if I have to go, like, 30, 40 feet,
yeah,
that's stretching it. This is, like, 25 feet probably. So.
Like, even when I was on rooftops, you know, and, like, drinking sometimes for, like, a rooftop party, I'd be like, dude, I got to get off this roof.
There
man.
Was points where I would like, because I did my front, in the front of my house, I can put a smaller ladder on my front steps and reach it from there.
Right. Yeah.
So when I was on the taller ladder on the side, I kind of like geeked out for a second because I forgot that I was on the high ladder, and I like looked down and I was like,
your stomach,
I'm up here.
Yeah, your stomach just drops.
Yep. And so I did have like one moment like that where I was like, oh, I could really hurt myself. Mm-hmm. Not careful.
You could.
But Soundgarden totally calm me down.
Yeah, nothing like Chris Cornell.
Soundgarden
right?
will calm you down when you're painting, you know?
When you're cleaning gutters with a shovel.
That's like an old Loop commercial, you know? What are we going to do for the commercial? Put a guy on a ladder cleaning gutters listening to Soundgarden. Everyone will get it, you know?
You think Zuckerberg?
Sure.
The Loop.
Zuckerberg's ever cleaned a gutter?
I've never farted, no.
I've never cleaned a gutter.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he has.
No, he's never done anything.
No, not at all. And nor has he ever been to a Ross for Less, Bill.
No way.
We talk about Bill's. Bill, we've mentioned Ross for Less on this program before.
Yeah, sure.
The first time I ever, and I'm bringing it back, because the first time I had ever heard the term was Sebastian Maniscalco does a joke about Ross for Less.
Sure, sure.
Right?
So you're fairly new to it then.
Yeah, well, he's been around for 10 years now.
You didn't know about Ross 10 years ago.
One of the bits that put Sebastian on the market was the bit that he did.
Was the Ross bit?
He was like, I was looking for jeans at a Ross for Less.
I thought it was
place looks like a bomb.
Yeah, but he switched it up because I saw him do a routine, the same routine where he did it with TJ Maxx.
Yeah, he does it regionally. He knows, because Ross for Less wasn't in the Midwest.
Yeah,
until recently, you know?
Right, sure.
But Ross for Less was probably out in L.A. for 20 years.
That's where I went into one out there and bought a shirt there, and I still have it to this day. And that was in 2010.
Well, anyway, I was
shocked
the other day, right, to a Ross for Less. At Bill's suggestion, I went over to Bill's place, right?
Yeah.
And when I get over there, Clay, he's got pajama bottoms on that were just darling.
What do they have on them?
Well,
little pianos?
No, they're rayon. All right, material?
Yeah, right.
Like silk. Like silk pajama bottoms, except
they're wearing silk PJs now? What are you, Tupac?
They're incredibly comfortable. They're not silk.
They're a dream, Clay. Like, so they're all flower. I don't know what you call it.
A floral pattern?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very loud. They almost look like Zubas.
They're very kind of hippie-ish.
They're very Miami Beach, Clay. I would wear these out to a club, you know?
Do you go to clubs?
Yes, in Miami Beach when I go. Hang out with Puff Daddy and everybody else. Zuckerberg. I've never farted.
Yeah. J-Lo.
Who?
J-Lo.
Oh, I thought you said Jay Hilgenberg. No, he wasn't at
this. Center for the Bears?
Yeah.
You could wear these pants to Patty Flamingos.
Absolutely.
Yes, you could, Clay.
You could work the door at Patty Flamingos.
Yeah, I could have like a nice Tommy Bahama shirt and wear these pants.
A white sport coat.
A real nice tan. No, no sport coat.
Okay, fine.
You know, $50,000 Rolex on.
Yeah, right.
A pair of, Salvador Ferragamo loafers, you know.
Oh.
That deal.
Okay.
Anyway, Bill's got these pants, Clay. I fall in love with them. You know, I'm like, those are beautiful.
He's like, where'd you get those? And I was like,
you said the magical four-letter word.
R-O-S-S, my friend.
Ross.
Four less.
R-O-double-S.
Right. Yeah.
They were $7.
They were. And I couldn't. These are made by Van Hoosen.
And oh,
yes.
Are you familiar with the brand Van Hoosen?
Yeah, I've worn a lot of Van Hoosen.
I've known Van
Fenwick.
Hoosen for a while.
Right. It's like the business shirt for like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, it is.
I got a couple Van Hoosens.
Oh, they hold their own over time.
They're great. The wrinkle free Van Hoosen.
I could wear a Van Hoosen.
I could wear a Van Hoosen to J-Lo's wedding. The next one she has.
I could wear it, and nobody would know.
Hey, everybody, I've been wearing Van Hoosen all night, you jerks.
I'd love to be at the Oscars. What are you wearing? Van Hoosen.
Yeah, right.
Van Hoosen and this...
Arrow. Van Hoosen. The socks are by Arrow.
This is a rope I'm wearing for a belt.
Right. Anyway, these pants are Van Hoosen, Clay, and they are sharp. And
so they're brand new or they're used?
They're brand new. So I'm like, which Ross for less?
I would love to tour the Van Hoosen factory.
Me too.
Set it up.
Little known fact, Van Hoosen used to be the owner of a German bookstore in Racine, Wisconsin. A used German bookstore.
Johnny Van Hoosen.
Yeah. That's a throwback reference to our episodes. If you like what you're hearing, go to hibernianradio.org. You can find the archives there. Yes. Listen, all right?
Yeah.
These Van Hoosen pants are beautiful. I go.
Did you try and go buy the same one?
He
did. He bought the exact same pair.
I bought the exact same one. Oh, we don't live together, you know? Like, I can wear them too. I can get a pair just like that.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I went out.
Houston twins.
Yes.
The Van Hoosen.
Look at these guys in their silk pajamas, the Van Hoosen twins. You guys look cool.
Is that how it's even pronounced?
I don't know.
Do they make commercials? I would love to hear someone say it, you know?
Listen, when we put out these new suits, I wanted to be just like Van Hoosen.
Everyone in the White House wears Van Hoosen from now on, you hear me?
Yeah. So I go to I took my daughter out shopping, Clay.
Yes.
Actually, she came to me and she was like, Dad, I want to go to Goodwill. First time she's ever wanted to go to Goodwill. You know? She's looking for a pair.
She gets it, you know?
She wants to get a pair of mom jeans. All right.
Oh, yeah, because that's like the style.
That's the style for like tweens right now. They want mom jeans. They're just like high-waisted jeans.
High-waisted, like 80s type jeans,
Right. But
I can't keep up with this.
She, you know, Charlotte watches a lot of YouTube, just like the other kids, like all the kids today.
Toxic.
And she's been, you know, discovering that when you're kind of, she's trying to find her own style, right?
Yeah.
And she wants to go to like a Goodwill to find vintage stuff. Now she thinks vintage stuff is cool, right?
Totally.
I was telling you this a while ago, and you didn't, you know... So I find that endearing. So she's like, can we go to Goodwill? And I was like, you know, like, absolutely. I love Goodwill.
I was going anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Planning
I was like, it was on my thought list today. But let's go. So I took her over there. We didn't find any mom jeans, but there was a Ross for Less. I remembered it from Bill telling me. And we, when Goodwill closed, Charlotte didn't find anything. Charlotte didn't find anything she liked, right? At the Goodwill. I felt bad, right? I was like, well, that's rare because I always find stuff I like. Anyway, I'm like, all right, well, I kind of want these pajama pants. And I know that Ross for Less that Bill was telling me about is just up the road here, you know? Uh-huh. And I'm like, come on, we're going to go check out a store I've never been to before, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, cool. And we walked around Ross for Less and I found the pajama pants, right?
Did you drop to your knees?
At first
he called me immediately. Goes, they only got extra large.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
I was like, no, they don't.
What do you need?
I needed a medium.
Oh, that's not gonna happen.
No, I found them. They had them, and Bill was right. They were $7.99.
Wait, they had a medium?
Yeah, they
I
had.
I was like, he's like, they're not here, and I was like, search, give it some time.
What'd you do? You have to tickle the rack.
I had to tickle several racks, and all of a sudden, there they are, the mediums. You know, they were in a different section. You know, I found it in housewares.
Several racks.
I tickled several racks at Ross for Less. You know,
you have to. Did you have to flag down a customer service representative while you were in Ross?
I did ask the girl when I walked in. I said, hey, where are the pajama pants? Just kind of a weird thing to say to start off your night, right? Yeah. Hello, miss. Can you show me where the pajama pants are? She didn't bat an eye. She was like, yeah, they're right over there on that rack.
She just said pajama pants.
Do you know where the pajama pants are?
Yeah. By the way, excuse me. Do you know what the pajama pants are?
Yeah, you make it weird.
Right.
Make it weird for her.
Yeah. But Charlotte fell in love with the place too. You know? She was like, "This place is cool." You know, they had like, I got her a makeup palette. She's been doing a lot of makeup in the room, like watching these James Charles videos and all this. Yeah, and just, and she's experimenting on my wife a little bit, but doing a lot of that stuff. But I'm kind of embracing her. Young womanhood, right? She's getting older.
A young womanhood.
Thank you, Mr. Vetter. Yes.
Plastic demon.
Plastic demon, young motherhood. I don't know what that means.
Young motherhood? Young womanhood.
Oh, young womanhood. Yeah,
you're right.
It's Black Wednesday.
Black Wednesday, Cyber Friday.
Yeah. Ross for less. Vetter for Ross for less.
I can see Vetter shopping there.
Sure, why not?
He's into vintage.
Yeah, he is.
There's not much vintage at Ross for Less.
No.
Where are the pajama pairs?
Unless you consider Hughes End vintage.
Van Hoosen. Everyone, wear Van Hoosen. Support Van Hoosen.
You're right. Support Van Hoosen this Christmas. So I got those pants, Clay, and I was excited, and I took them home, and I put them right on.
And then what?
No underwear. Underneath.
No washing them
no,
first?
No, it's like walking. It's like you feel like you're nude walking around the house.
Did you wash them first?
No.
That's fine.
No, it's not fine. My wife would get mad at me for that, but I didn't.
No, they washed them.
He didn't care about COVID.
I'm like, these are new. They're from the factory.
You think Van Houston would do anything to hurt you?
Never. Never.
I want to know everything about Van Houston.
Anyway, I've got those pajama pants now, and I'm loving them. Like I said, it feels like you have nothing on.
Right.
Now, I've started a new exercise regime. I finally really kind of psyched myself into it, and I've been working out for about 4 days in a row now.
Oh,
and
good.
What does this consist of?
All resistance bands is all I'm doing. I'm like, I'm not going to go to the gym and try to figure out how much I bench or any of that stuff
now. That's a waste of time.
Just want to concentrate on getting my core in shape and getting my wind. And working with these resistance bands. So obviously, again, you go right to YouTube and you find all these exercise programs to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So I went to Five Below. Back to Five Below. And they had resistance bands there, right? Of all different varying sizes and contraptions that you can get into for like $4. So I bought like 10 of them, you know, varying, you know, tensions and all that stuff. And then found a workout regime that I can do like a full body workout exercise with just resistance ropes. Let me tell you, this stuff's hard. You are gassed at the end of these, right? And it's about quality of reps with these, you know? You're going to squeeze and then let go real slow, you know?
Would this new workout routine have anything to do with the fact that you said you had gone to Planet Fitness and then puked recently?
I did, yes. That does have everything to do with it. So, Clay, I tried to go to work out for the first, I finally went to the gym, right?
Yeah.
I go to the gym. I get on
this
the
elliptical. This is how long ago?
This is like a week and a half ago, two weeks ago. I go to the gym because I like their tanning, right? They got free tanning.
Yeah, you're big into that.
Lately, I am. I got low vitamin D. I got low D. I got to get some tan.
You need some color.
Yeah, it's my excuse for being vain. I go there and I'm like, you know what? I'm working out right now. It's COVID. It's kind of weird. No one's there. And when I got there, Bill, yes, I got on the elliptical and I just started booking on this thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, and I don't know why, but I was like of the mindset, like power through it, you know, don't take the break.
Mind you, this guy hasn't worked out since 1998.
Yeah, that's harmful.
Pretty much.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I'm on the thing and I do like 6 miles or something like that, right? Or 5 miles. And I get off of it and
six,
I got
6'5", 3" It doesn't matter. I puked.
Yeah. No, it was like 3 or 4 miles. It wasn't that many. But then I did the bike and did that. I got off and then I got on the bike and did like and booked on the bike for like another 3 miles. So it was like 6 miles total that I'd done on like 2 machines. I got off and the room spun, right? And I'm like, oh no. And so I went and got a vitamin water that they have there, like in the cooler. And they're like, yep, you can't use the water fountains or anything like that. You have to buy something over there, right? Okay, I got that. I chug it, and the room spins again, and I just walk outside and throw up all over the concrete. And I come back in, and I gotta go.
I'm like, that's it.
Pretty much. The guy looked at me, he's like, yeah, all right? I'm like, I gotta go. He's like, yeah, I think so. You know, like, too much today. So I was turned off, right, by the whole experience. I was like, I got to figure out, I don't know how to start, right?
Yeah.
Slow.
So I was like, maybe I should hold back on the cardio and just start building up my
push-ups.
The cardio is fine. You just don't need to do 3 miles right off the bat. Do a half mile.
Right.
All right? Walk a half mile, run a half mile. That's it.
Walk around your block for 10 minutes.
Well, now I'm just, yeah, right, exactly. That's I was riding the bike before that because I was enjoying the weather outside, that's why I had,
it's hard in the winter.
I had Dusty, he got stolen, then Clay, you gave me that your beautiful bike.
I forgot what we named her in the second one.
Me neither. Barbara Streisand?
Barbara, maybe? Let's name it Barbara now.
I don't remember. Anyway, I had that beautiful bike, but that's why I reverted back to like going into the basement, buying these resistance bands, watching these videos. I'm like, let me just get back in shape. And you know what? I don't really want to be in a gym right now anyway.
No.
During COVID.
You don't need it.
I'm like, forget it. But I do have the membership. It's not expensive. But that's why I've started working out in the basement. Now, I never in a million years thought I would be this guy. Oh. All right? I like to work out shirtless.
It's good.
Okay. I never thought I would be this guy, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm walking around. I got shorts and gym shoes on and, you know, a hat because I'm sweating like a pig.
Uh-huh.
And just shirtless in the basement. And there's something about working out shirtless like that that gives you kind of an alpha pump, you know?
Something about working out shirtless like that that gives you an alpha pump.
Facebook.
I love working out. Yes. I love working out shirtless. It's the best way. Melania is not too keen on it, but I love it.
Shirtless workouts.
I love resistance bands.
I love resistance bands. It's all you should do after 50. You don't mess with weights. That's for morons. Only bands.
Shirtless workouts, they only exist in California, I thought.
Yeah.
They only exist in California. Oh, yeah, outside.
You can't go into a gym shirtless and work out.
Can you? Can you not? I mean, most guys in the gyms, the guys who are like really pumped and ripped, you know?
Yeah.
They're wearing like thong shirts anyway. What's the difference if a guy?
You're right, saying this right now. Right. I don't want to be in a health club where a guy's wearing a shirt like that or he's shirtless working out next to
me. So your natural progression will be, you'll continue to work out shirtless. You'll notice you'll get some definition.
Yeah, that's part of it. Like there's a mirror down there, you know. And
then
I'm
you'll
like,
start shaving yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you'll need a tattoo or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it'll be something crazy.
I'm gonna get a Ross for less tattoo.
You should.
Sure.
Get the exact floral pattern that's on the pajama pants and get that as like a sleeve.
And it says Ross inside the floral pattern.
Since it's sponsored by Ross.
Right.
No, Van Heusen.
Oh yeah.
Van Heusen would look cooler.
Listen,
at a tattoo.
You
want to
hear something about? I just read about Van Heusen. Listen to this.
Okay.
PVC Corp, formerly known as Philip Van Heusen Corporation, is an American clothing company which owns brands such as Van Heusen, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, Izod, Arrow, Warner's, Olga, True & Company, and Jeffrey Bean.
Wow.
The company also licensed brands such as BCBG, Max Azaria,
oh, wow,
Sean John, Kenneth Cole, Joseph Abood, Michael Kors.
Well, they're then they big. Got the money to sponsor us.
They made $10 billion last year.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Very much so.
We trash Van Heusen. The guy could crush us in a second.
Don't trash Heusen. He'll crush you. The working out shirtless thing. So that's been my thing lately. And I hated that guy for years, right? I'll never forget this one year.
Yeah, but you're not, is this something, you hated that guy. But
when did you see him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you planning on going somewhere?
The guy in the neighborhood who used to be ripped, all right, and tan and all ripped, who would run through town with his shirt off on purpose, I used to be perturbed by that.
There was
guy.
A lot of them.
I'd be like, this guy, you know.
That's all right.
Look at this guy, you know. And
now that's something you want to do?
Yes.
You gotta losing it.
You got to start watching more boxing because you see guys like that and then they get knocked out and it's very satisfying.
Right, that's what I know it is. You know,
like
but,
Nate Robinson. Did you see that?
No.
Yes.
So there was this Tyson fight last weekend. Tyson fought Roy Jones.
Right? Oh, I didn't. Yes, correct.
Yeah, it was.
But
there was
no winner because there wasn't going to be.
It was a draw.
Winner.
It was basically a sparring match with no headgear.
Yeah.
There was. I mean,
whole hype show.
As soon as it was getting heated, they would both back up. You know.
Right.
But the fight before the fight, the undercard was this guy Jake Paul, who I have no idea who he is. He's like some YouTube.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Celebrity guy, but now he thinks he's a boxer or whatever.
Okay.
So he arranged to fight Nate Robinson from the NBA,
Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bull, New York Knick,
okay.
Dunk contest champion.
Yes.
Pretty good basketball player, actually.
Yeah, and, very good.
And he thinks he's a boxer now, too.
Okay.
So they both get in the ring together, and this Jake Paul guy, who's like 6'1".
Right.
Well, Nate Robinson's short.
He's short, but he's probably still like 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
you know,
yeah.
He was in the NBA. He did all
right. Right.
He was short for the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, he got his bell rung, and he got knocked almost I think he got knocked unconscious.
Nate Robinson got knocked unconscious by Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Knocked out cold.
You gotta be kidding me!
Yeah, no. In the second round, like
it happened very quickly.
Dropped him, like he hit his knees didn't even bend. Like, he hit the canvas. Out.
Wow, Jake Paul, good for him.
So now Jake Paul's getting all these offers. He wants to fight Conor McGregor. He wants to fight everybody.
Of course he does. He's not I'm sure
McGregor would bite his head off.
McGregor would. I don't. Yeah, McGregor would destroy
him. One lucky punch.
He says the only person he won't fight is LeBron James. He's like, he's way too big.
Yeah.
Speaking of one punch, who was the guy that? That knocked Tyson out with the lucky one punch.
Buster Douglas. James Buster Douglas.
Well, not Buster, but there was one other guy. It'll come to me.
Riddick Bowe?
No, he was a white guy.
Peter McNeely.
Peter McNeely. Yes.
Yeah.
Hurricane McNeely?
Yes.
Did he knock Tyson out? I thought it was
the other
way.
Was it Tommy Gunn?
Who knows?
We'll have to look that up.
Tommy Gunn was no bum. Tommy Morrison was a legit guy.
I think, yes, McNeely got knocked out by Tyson, I think.
Tommy Gunn was no bum.
Tommy Gunn was no bum. So Tommy Morrison? Yeah.
So he
wasn't.
Sitting in the Bronx.
Right. I do want to play a song.
Sure.
Because, sometimes those songs just roll up on your Spotify, right?
Yeah.
And it made me think of our old pal John McShane.
I have a lot of those moments.
The late, great John McShane, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's Bruce Hornsby and The Range. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay. This song was from the Backdraft soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It was the closing credits song. But if you listen to the lyrics a little bit, I think it talks about, you know, it reminded me a little bit of these times, and if anyone's going through depression or having hard things, you know,
sure.
Set yourself in motion, you know?
That's right.
So here it is. It's Bruce Hornsby in The Range doing Set Me in Motion.
Too long.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned!
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Fourth quarter of the show. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Been a wild episode thus far. Having lots of fun with you gentlemen. Strange. Lots of Van Heusen talk and pajama talk and talk of Lawrence Flint and oatmeal. And
I don't know why, but I picture the Van Heusen Corporation as like the evil, like an evil corporation, like the one from RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, like OCP?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called in RoboCop?
That's correct.
Even though their shirts are...
Dick, you're fired!
Even though their shirts are terribly comfortable.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That's the Van Heusen commercial. Dick, you're fired!
That's the
Van Heusen.
That's the Van Heusen way.
Right, we had the Facebook commercial, now we have the Van Heusen commercial.
Why don't we start making commercials for corporations?
Well, we should, and this is what I wanted to get in. Tim Swindle is an old friend of ours. Do you remember Tim Swindle, Clay?
I sure do.
St. Ignatius guy, U of I guy. I met him first growing up in Grand Beach, or like going up to Grand Beach, Michigan, and hanging out, right?
Sure.
Anyway, years back, he came to me when I was kind of doing some work with The Onion, right?
Yeah.
He was looking for comedy writers, and he was like, hey, do you know any comedy writers? I was too dumb at this time to realize that he was probably asking me if I was interested in helping him.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Let me call a couple people.
Right, yeah. Right. What a moron. But anyway, he went on to create a game called Utter Nonsense.
Sure.
Okay.
What kind of game?
It's a board game, right?
Ooh.
But he came up with it while drinking in a bar with a buddy.
Right.
And it went on, and he sold it and did pretty well with it, right?
Okay.
And he's an entrepreneur in his own right. He had his own, you know, little marketing company, I believe it was called Point Drive. He sold that to LinkedIn, right?
Okay.
So he's a smart as a whip guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But very funny guy. And he made a comment on Facebook tonight while I was scrolling through my feed. I'm like, oh, what's Swindle up to now, you know? And it says, never thought that I'd have to say that Lawrence Flint is my best customer.
What?
Right? And I'm like, what? Flint? What?
Your Flint radar went off.
Yeah. Flint, Michigan? Flint, you say? You know?
You said the name.
Right. What is this Flint news?
It's like knowing like a secret in like the Da Vinci Code.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, I asked the question, you know.
What are you selling?
Yeah, I said, LOL, what's he buying off you? Because he put an image of a check with Lawrence Flint's signature on it, right?
Oh, my.
It said, never thought Lawrence Flint is my best customer is something that would come out of my mouth. Yet here we are, right? So I write, LOL, what's he buying off you? And just now during the commercial break, he responds back, right? And sends me a link to a website, Clay.
Oh, boy.
This is called Pornaments.com. These are kind of risque Christmas tree ornaments.
What? Wow.
A seasonal thing that he created, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that I have thought of as jokes and never had the courage to do, right?
Sure.
Because I'm a Catholic and
You think you're going to hell?
Yes, I do. And I think that my mother would be mortified by this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Yet Swindle's got pornaments now.
Yeah.
And crushing it, and Flint's buying, you know, 10% of his inventory.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, now I'm intrigued. Now I've got to get Swindle on the program at some point here.
Yeah, yeah.
To tell us how this all came about, right?
Let's get him on.
How does he not have the Catholic guilt, right?
Right.
To be CEO of Pornaments, you know? I think maybe he just did it and was like, no one will ever know about this. So I hope I haven't outed you, Tim. But
no, be proud of it.
Right. Yeah, I guess you have to own it, right?
I'd get a giant black Mercedes with a license plate ornament on it.
Well, I'm starting to think that maybe Tim can help us with John Goodman farts. John Goodman canned farts.
We would get sued instantly.
No, we wouldn't. You know? John Goodman would want a royalty on his fake canned fart smell, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I don't
probably.
Know. How do you. Hello,
he's
Johnny.
Cutting into the profits.
Right. Hello, boys. Johnny Dorito calling, agent of John Goodman. I understand you're selling some imitation John Goodman farts in cans.
Yeah.
With Mr. Swindle.
Looks like we need to have a lunch meeting, boys.
Lawrence Flint apparently just bought 40% of John Goodman farts.
Yeah. And we sold them to the Van Heusen Corporation to sell them at Ross for less.
That's exactly
They're
right.
They're already printing John Goodman fart apparel.
Yes.
They absolutely are.
JGF.
The JGF collection.
The JGF collection.
Anyway.
Brown suits.
I got to get...
I got to get swindled.
Michael Serafarts as well.
Michael Serafarts come like a few months after John Goodman farts are released.
It's summer wear.
Yeah, that's summer fart. That's the Sarah is kind of a summer seasonal fart. Absolutely.
Where is this going?
I don't know. It's a fart joke. It went into
it's a fart joke.
It was a Flint joke, and then it went into a porn joke, and then it went to a fart joke, and now we're going back to an entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
I want to get Swindle on here to talk about this at some point. Maybe he can call in during COVID. But it struck me that he's got that, you know.
Yes.
And then I'm looking at, like, you know, then there's Jim McBride as well, Mr. Skin, right? Another Irish Catholic from St. Louis. I was like, wait a second. All these guys are closet Flint guys, you know?
That's okay.
And making tons of money, and here, and I'm sitting here going, I can't do that. I don't know if I have the morals.
D-ing around on the radio.
Right.
Well,
but God bless those guys. You can check it out. You can go to pornaments.com if you want to see a gag Christmas gift that you'll never be able to hang on the tree in your living room unless you're like a single guy. That's who that's for. That, you know, I think those are they're joke gifts.
Of
you know?
Course.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll find your smut.
Huh?
You'll find your smut calling, Patty.
Don't worry, Patty. You'll find your smut calling. You'll get there.
don't worry, Eric.
A few more knockdowns in life and you'll find your smut calling.
Speaking of entrepreneurs,
yeah.
Real quick, our friend Johnny Brennan.
Yes, of the Jerky Boys.
The Jerky Boys creator.
Yes.
They have just released their first album in over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number one on the comedy charts.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
Johnny.
Shout out to Johnny Brennan.
It dropped, I think, this week.
So. Congratulations,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, check
Brennan.
It out. Go to jerkyboys.com and get involved.
Cool. We're at the end of the show. I do want to thank our sponsors again. That's McCann's Irish Oatmeal, of course,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Greatest oatmeal in the land. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicago. Fox's Beverly Pizza. Mm-mm, good.
Best.
And Tullamore Dew, that great Irish whiskey. You can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org or find us at iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show. Until next week, bye.
Won't you come?